Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. And today I'm joined by Chloe.
Hello.
And Angel.
Hi.
And oh my gosh, it is Saturday. Well, when you guys listen to this, it's Saturday. And oh, it probably has been a rough week.
Yeah, remember, I'm still sick.
All right. Well, so we wanted to find out whether writing, just writing in general, is nerdy or not.
Like maybe writing a story or writing in a diary.
Notes, anything really.
Yeah.
Okay, so am I going to start with the... Okay, I'm going to start. In ancient times, the invention of writing has been a result of continuous advances. The process has been lasted for a long time and has been enriched by further developments. Writing was invented in an independent way in different corners of the world. The development of writing followed the same basic steps. Pictures and signs moved to a phonetic? I don't know, system. Then it moved to a syllabic writing, and finally the alphabetic writing appeared. 30 to 40,000 years ago, during the Paleolithic, I don't know, I'm sorry, people draw paintings and graffiti on walls of their caves and on the rocks. Unfortunately, the initial purpose of the pictures and animals painted on the walls and the purpose of repeated signs is unknown. Probably the images of animals were connected to magical rituals to condense hunting. The signs on the bones and stones served to count something. Captured prey, days, the past, or lunar months. So what do you guys think they're actually for?
I don't know. Maybe warnings.
Maybe. Like, bear this way or whatever animal. They would have had different animals then because they've evolved over time. Some weird thing that way. Or it could be landmarks telling you where to go for certain prey or something.
Yeah, or it could also be, like, territory.
Maybe.
So if anybody comes into the cave or something, just telling them there's people already here.
Yeah. There's no single origin of writing. It was independently invented in different parts of the planet. Egyptians and Sumerians are considered the first people who wrote. 3,500 to 3,200 BC. Do you guys know what BC stands for?
I can't remember, but I do.
Before Christ. So
that's it.
So if you guys are Christian or anything, it's before Jesus Christ died. It is unknown which of them invented writing earlier. However, scientists claim that the Egyptian writing seems to have Sumerian influence. Both of them had unknown agriculture and felt the need for some notation system for agriculture products. The rulers imposed taxes on their subjects as the product of agriculture. The resources were used to pay for the buildings and places and temples, to court officials, to maintain an army, etc. Moreover, trading has created a necessity to notate good. Honestly, I'm so confused because, I didn't know that this is going to sound, like, really dumb, but I didn't know that there were payment methods back in the day. Like, they had to pay for stuff. And
Well, I don't know much about that. I kind of was falling asleep for history and all that.
I guess there's been, like, gods, and then they're like, oh, she has a gold necklace, blah, blah. So I guess there were, like, wealthier people, which means there had to be money.
Yeah.
Mm. Many other inventions of Neolithic age were followed by writing. Among them, there are construction of cities, the invention of a wheel, the use of bronze, the loom for weaving, and the porter's wheel. During this period, due to the spread of breeding and agriculture, it became necessary to indicate persons and goods in commercial transactions and account documents. See also Europe versus USA, where to study. Progress. 10,000 years ago in Syria, people made special tokens of different shapes. These tokens of clay were used to indicate agricultural products. For instance, a token shape. Oh, where'd Angel go?
I don't know.
We'll just continue without her, I guess. A coin made of clay meant corn. An egg-shaped one was used to indicate an amphora or wine or oil, etc. To show difference between a lamb, a ram, and a sheep. Use different carvings as marks. 20 tokens meant 20 sheep. This system was used for a really long time, but in 3500 BC, token stores were used to avoid dispersing and place tokens inside sealed clay balls. Oh my gosh. So they started drawing how many tokens every ball contained. Later, the balls and tokens were replaced by flat clay tablets that were smaller and handier than heavy mud balls. So they did sort of have a system, or I don't know, it's kind of weird. Oh, Angel, you're back.
Yeah,
I didn't even know.
It's weird how, like, back in their day that they were doing so well.
Yeah.
Just.
Do you guys want to know more about the history of writing, or?
Oh, I don't really care.
Other topic.
Well, writing. What do you reckon? Do you reckon it's nerdy or not?
I'll ask Angel first, if she's a guess.
Well, I don't think it is nerdy because you write all the time at school too.
Yeah, but school can be different. School is you have to.
Well, in my opinion, I don't think it's nerdy. Because it's the thing everybody does.
I don't think it's nerdy. But I feel like if it is, like I said last time, that if you make a living out of it, like you're writing books, like stories, like the Harry Potter series and all that, I feel like that would probably be a little bit nerdy, not as much. Just like a 10% of nerdy in it out of 100%, because they actually make a living. They gotta write. What do you reckon?
I already put out my opinion. I don't think it's nerdy because everybody does it.
Yeah, I don't think it's nerdy. I'm just saying the people who make a living out of it, they choose to do that, so. I reckon. For them.
Now, for the,
random.
Yeah, we want to do languages. Now, I was thinking, since we're filming 3 episodes in a row, why don't we just put this one as, like, a bonus one?
Yeah. Good.
That we upload on Saturday because this one's going to be really short. And I don't feel like reading out all the history stuff and history of languages. And
no, it doesn't matter about the history or languages because I feel like everyone knows it.
Yeah. Well, Me and Chloe have been wanting to learn French.
Yeah.
And after, if, I mean, I do end up learning French, I'm gonna probably learn Latin, which is apparently one of the most hardest languages to learn.
After if I learn French, I don't know. I think I'm just gonna stick with the easier ones so I can get, like, my mouth to move in different ways. It kind of sounds wrong. Move in different ways. So when I do decide to learn the hard one, I know how to do different sounds.
Yeah.
How about you, Angel?
Of any languages?
Yeah. Are you going to learn any?
Yeah, I've been learning Spanish a lot.
I was going to go Spanish.
Hola, señor.
But I decided to do French.
Haha, Dora, lol.
Yeah, I decided to do French because my next door neighbor, she can speak fluently French.
Yeah.
So I thought she could help me.
Yeah. All right, well, should we end the podcast here?
I don't know.
All right, well, we'll end it here. Thank you guys for listening. We have put a lot of work into this podcast, so it would mean a lot if you guys just listened more and, you know, you don't have to. If you guys find it boring, then go find a different podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of a learning one too, because I have like stuff that I don't know.
Yeah.
Out of like shows that we looked up, yeah.
Alright, well, be sure to check out Instagram @isitthatnerdy. Check out my podcast on my own. I might have some guests on this or in still debating. Shills and Chats you can find on Spotify or Anchor. And thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.